With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Go out to Independence. Austin, thanks for being with us. Jeff, I know you're sitting there. AC, before we get into anything, what are your thoughts on Dwayne Wade being a free agent out there the Cavs can pick up?
Well, you know, the opportunity seems to be leaning in our favor. And again, a player of his caliber, and you can't be you can't say it's a tough situation. It'd be a good situation, even though the 2017-18 version of Dwayne Wade is not like the 2005 version or 10 version. So, but it's just going to be a help because they got another heady player, a guy that understands what's going on out there. And again, it puts the Cavs in a situation where I think the only way you're gonna beat Golden State is you got to have talent like they have. They have at least 8 guys who can dribble, pass, and shoot the ball at any time from any position. You got to have that. If you don't have that, through attrition, they will wear you down, and they do what they did to us, you know, in the playoffs. So I just think we're adding more personnel, and it's going to help us in the long run. If he happens to come here, all it's going to do is be a feather in our cap.
I agree with you, AC. And if there's one spot other than, I think you can always use a big man, but a one spot on this team where you could add somebody, it would be at shooting guard, and they could play with J.R. Smith and combine some time there and Shump. But there are already, if you look at this roster, 15 guys who you think, well, that guy deserves playing time.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy deserves playing time. And D. Wade would make it 16 guys. And that's not even including Kay Felder and Eddie Tavares. So what's in store here for Tyronn Lue is he's trying to get this team and rotations and everything else set in his head.
Well, what he's looking at is how is he going to – first of all, defensively, he's going to be in a much better position, I think, because we have more guys who are willing to put themselves on the line to play defense. You know, but at the same time, I put on my general manager's hat. Now I have room to make deals and maybe pick up somebody else. Because I would like to see another big man come in here who's agile, can run up and down the floor, rebound. And he doesn't have to be a scorer, but a guy that can play the defensive end, play both ends of the lane, both sides of the lane, and get up and down the floor. Yeah, that could be helpful too. But at the same time, it's great to have the versatility to be able to move guys if you get them. Now, I don't know how that's going to work. Again, if we get Wade, it's going to bring a whole nother level of opportunity for the Cavs to go after somebody. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen in this world.
AC, a couple reports this morning. Isaiah Thomas might be back by January. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, all that's good news for me because Andy, I had injury problems, and I know what it's like to go through that and sit out, get frustrated. With the rehab and coming back. So all that does tell me is that he's got some good news that's going to help him mentally get through this little period he's going through. Because I know it's tough. He's in a contract year also. So maybe rehab is the key to it. I mean, you never can tell until he gets back out there and see how he plays, if he's anywhere near himself with the injury.
AC, I know you've always been a big fan of Kyrie Irving and Kyrie's game. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you about what you think the Cavs got back in the hall from Boston. But what was your thought when you heard that Kyrie, in the reports out there, that he asked for a trade and wanted to try something different in his career?
It was a little confusing to me because when you look at, you know, he has the money. He got paid the max contract.
Yep.
He went to the finals 3 straight years, and he won a championship.
And scoring average personally is career high.
Right. So I don't understand what he's searching for. You know, and the old saying is be careful what you search for because you might not find what you're looking for. I think he's going to have it's going to be a tough situation. Maybe the only thing I could think about is how the Cavs were before we got LeBron. Maybe he thinks he knows how to do it now, and he wants to try it on his own. I don't understand it, but personally, I would ride the wave because the Eastern Conference seems to be a roadmap for the Cavs, at least to get back to compete for the finals in the East. I would stay there because you know, the situation he's in is tough because Boston lost their whole heart and soul of their team.
Isaiah, Bradley.
Bradley.
Crowder.
Crowder and Olynyk.
And Olynyk going to Miami.
Those were the four attitude guys on their team. And out of those four guys, Bradley was, to me, was the heart. Him and Crowder were the heart and soul of that, the toughness of that team. They don't have that anymore.
And Bradley's the guy who always killed the Cavs.
Yes, they don't have that anymore. Now they got to search for it and find it. And that's going to be tough because Kyrie's not like that. Haywood's not like that. And we sure know that the guy in the middle from Atlanta, he's not like that.
Al Horford.
They already were having rebounding problems anyway, and they don't have anybody that they, unless they make another move, to bring in a rebounder. So it's going to be a tough situation. And Kyrie could probably have one of his best years, but I don't think Boston would do well unless Kyrie backs off his game and actually leads the team.
What about what the Cavaliers got in return? How does this mesh, and how do you like the pieces?
Because well, I love the pieces.
You do? Okay.
I love the pieces because it gives us more depth, and at the same time, it gives us attitude. What we missed a lot, we missed it. Now, you might think I'm crazy for saying this. We missed Dele's attitude. Dele brought a certain toughness to our team that we didn't have anymore, and it permeated through the rest of the team. We lost that. Now we got Crowder, Isaiah's that way. I mean, we have enough guys now who are going to be, who will bring back that in-your-face type situation, and I really like the move we made. We got an awful lot for one man.
AC, as I look at that deal, and I go back, Isaiah Thomas to me, even if it's January, I can't wait to watch this guy on the floor with the Cavs because I know he could put up 25 points with Boston and had no support at all. Now you put him on the floor with LeBron and Kevin Love?
I agree with you 100%. Now, and he knows that too, that he won't be the man now, so he's got more freedom out there. I mean, to me, the most exciting thing about the move is this, I think. The way Isaiah plays the game, you throw him, like, okay, we throw the ball to Isaiah, and he sees what's in front of him, he goes after it. If somebody makes the wrong move and tries to double-team him, he automatically, instinctively gives the ball up. Kyrie doesn't do that. So Kyrie will back off and try to dribble through the next set of guys, and the other four guys are standing there waiting and trying to figure out how to play off of what he's doing, which is tough because he's all over the place. Isaiah is a more structured. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. He's more structured in what he's doing so the other four guys don't get disoriented out there, and they can stay in position, and he will give the ball up. So it's going to be interesting to see how Boston's going to handle. To me, they'd have to put Haywood at the small forward because they put Haywood at the two guard. Kyrie is going to have to he's not going to get as many shots as they would like him to get playing the two guard as he would the three.
How motivated is LeBron going to be this year? I mean, the first time I could think of in his career, AC, where any teammate said anything other than,
right.
God, I love playing with this guy.
Right, right. And it's when you said that, Lillard, from when Kyrie voices his opinion.
Damian Lillard of Portland.
Lillard said, I don't know why you don't want to play the best guy in the game. I mean, what's wrong? But, you know, I don't know. I think it should turn out okay. I mean, Kyrie's going to have a good year. I think IT is going to have a good year when he gets back out there. But when you put it all together, we just are a deeper team now. And I think as we go through this, I mean, and if Zizic can get it going, if he's any type of a player that we can serviceable, then you know, because I really think we need mobile big men to go along with all the other guys we have. And if we get way too, my goodness.
Goodness gracious.
Right.
Hey, AC, help me as a Cavs fan. What should I expect from Derrick Rose this season? Set the bar for me.
Oh, that's a good one. You know, I mean, from what I've been hearing, and I've been trying to keep my ears close to the microphone so I know what's going on, but I'm thinking Rose is going to surprise a lot of people. The young man was rolling through. I mean, everybody was surprised with his strength, his quickness, and everything that he has. I mean, and he averaged 18-5 with a team last year that really was dysfunctional. You know, so now, again, here's another guy. Doug Rose is probably still one of the ultimate guys driving to the basket, getting inside, doing things. He did it last season with a team like the Knicks, and he was the focal point. But here he comes here, just like Isaiah said, you got to worry about other people. You can't just worry about him. I think Rose is going to surprise a lot of people. And the key is not to stress him out with too much playing time. You got to kind of let him roll into it, ease into it. And so it's physically he can get himself in order to play a full NBA season. But I really think he's motivated to do his thing. I mean, they all are motivated. You know, just listening to what I've heard during the summer, they all are motivated from playing with LeBron. So, yeah, I really think it's going to be a lot of energy on this team this year.
A lot of angry guys with something to prove.
And yes.
I kind of like that. AC, thank you, buddy.
Always a pleasure.
There's one thing that means the season is here for me.
Right.
And it's not media day. It's seeing you in a coat and tie.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you're not,
instead of a golf shirt.
He's not wearing his Deshaun Kaiser jersey?
No, looking good, man. He's got the nice black jacket and a blue tie.
I'm praying for my man Kaiser, though. I really want him to do well because, you know, but you can just tell rookies are not ready for the NFL. It just takes them a while to, you know, but I'm glad he's taking his bumps and bruises now, and hopefully he'll mature and he won't get himself. Because one thing, I never understood, even in baseball, if you got a guy who you think is good enough to play, then why not play him? Why would you hold him out? Because a guy who has the talent and the mentality to play, he needs to be seasoned. You got to put a little salt and pepper on him and get him ready. You know, but you can't just sit him over there and just let him marinate over there and nothing. So I'm glad they give him season him a little bit and let him get some playing time.
Andy, yes. you missed the visual as AC was shaking the salt and pepper on Deshaun Kaiser.
All right, I'm just happy for the Notre Dame Alumni Association here. They've got someone
exactly.
else to speak on.
Yes, AC,
thank
exactly
you,
right.
thank you, thank you. All right,
all right
we'll come
Andy,
back.
Have a good one.
You too. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.